Patreon is a direct funding method that allows you to support the things you love.
And I have created a 47-slide deck that will tell you exactly how it works in detail. Wait, here we go. Anthony, slide number one.
No. Anthony.
As you can see by this graph.
I was just going to quickly tell them about patreon.com/wehaveconcerns and a way to support our show. You don't need to do that.
Everybody needs to see a chart, Jeff. Slide number one. You're doing that polyphasic sleep.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Against my will.
Yeah. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Oh boy, Alik Evans.
Alik the golfer
my
Evans.
Goodness, he's a machine.
We call him the golfer because I promised I'd give him a nickname, and I cracked under pressure when the time came.
He's submitting the stories this week. It may very well be Alik Week. We could call it Alik Week.
Woo!
Yeah.
The Masters tournament.
Yeah, exactly. He gets the green jacket. It's all good. He sent us this story that I think is pretty fascinating. This is a story about fish. You're already
fascinating
excited.
Already.
You're already excited.
The most fascinating of animals.
Cod.
Look at the way they
exact.
Swim.
This is some cod. I didn't know this about cod, but evidently cod create sounds with their bladders that are very important. They use their swim bladders to create noises.
Well, define
and
important.
Well, it attracts mates.
Important on like a cod scale.
Well, yeah. I mean, you want a mate. You
like, I've never heard these sounds and I'm fine.
Yeah. I guess it's not, it's not super important to you.
Right.
But to another cod, it would be very important because they use it to attract mates. They use it to define their territory. I guess they have territory over hundreds of years.
Yeah.
The same mating areas and the same hatching areas.
Yeah.
Cod stuff. Anyway, they create these sounds and they communicate to one another. Well, some scientists in Exeter, University of Exeter, they put some cod together from different areas and they found out.
Like a cod mixer.
Yeah, a little cod mixer. They flew in some cod from the coast, and they wanted to see if those cod could hang out with, the inland cod.
Yeah, from the Nantucket cods.
Right.
Yeah.
And guess what? It turns out it seems to be that they couldn't understand one another. That they're
couldn't or wouldn't, Jeff.
Well, that's a good point. They are obstinate cod. No, their swim bladder sounds were incompatible. So the theory is that fish, much like humans, or at least these cod, have regional dialects. So the cod was like, I'm not.
That's so useless.
It's like,
that's so worthless.
It's like the Scottish cod is like, he's like, the other cod's like, I'm not getting any of that.
That's useless. It's useless to give cod different dialects.
I wanted to mate with you. I just can't understand a goddamn word you're blattering.
Oh, that's never stopped anybody traveling abroad.
It's true. They have the.
It's never stopped anybody. Like,
the American cod are just talking louder. They're just like, hello, do you understand?
I think you're very, very attractive. Can I get you some kelp? Some kelp? Some kelp?
What did you.
Some kelp?
I know the hammer.
Can I?
I got the hammer to hold it.
Do you.
Just not working.
I'm not from here. Do you understand English?
Janet, it's just not working. It's just not working. He's never gonna mate with you.
I'm doing the hands. I think he gets it. Do you want? Can I? Okay, he's pointing at himself. This is okay. Yes. Thumbs up.
I don't think he gets it. I don't think he's. I think he thinks you're offering him food.
He just He just took half of your plate. Why would fish need this? Why?
I don't think they need it. I think
but
it just
why would
happens.
It happen? Why?
Because it's just like, why do we have dialects?
No, I know, but like, why?
You're a fish. You're into a very specific part of the ocean. You're swimming around.
It's a frustrating level of complexity that we don't need, Jeff.
It's true.
That's what I'm saying. They're just fish. They just need to make a sound that says, it's go time.
Yeah.
Or it's not go time.
Right.
They need to say, like, as fish, they need to say, like, three things. It's go time.
Yeah.
Danger.
Right.
Food here. Like, that's basically it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they need to have, it's go time.
Because I'd rather
no means
not.
No.
Yeah, because I'd rather not and danger.
Yeah.
Could be the same.
Could be the same. Yeah, it's just, like, compartmentalized.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I thought she was into me, but she just started yelling danger.
She started making a klaxon sound. Is that good?
No,
the klaxon good. Sound is universally bad, Jim.
I really thought she was into me, but... All right.
So,
I mean, I'm not from around here, but I think that means danger.
I don't know, it's a different dialect.
Where I come from, wham, means it's on.
It means it's on. It's go time, is what that means. Yeah. We only have three things that we say, really.
Well, these scientists are very concerned because this could disrupt the fish's ability to survive. They already know these cod are very temperamental and very they get easily disturbed. Loud noises can disrupt them. So they're worried about noise pollution, like a boat going by, and they're like, I don't know how to mate anymore. I can't, because the sounds that they make with their fish bladder.
Oh, yeah,
their
yeah.
Swim bladders.
They're like the fish equivalent of pee shy.
Exactly.
You know, like if another fish pulls up to the urinal next to them, they're like, now I got to wait for this fish to leave.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Otherwise, I'm never going to be able.
Honey, I know it's our anniversary, and I'm so, I love you more than I've ever loved you before.
Okay, then why? I mean, what is the issue here? You're not still thinking about that waiter, are you?
Do you remember when the waiter was like really loud and annoying?
How can that possibly have anything to do with our lovemaking now?
I can't get it out of my head. And
he was loud, so what? He seemed fine. He was nice.
Yeah, but. Let's just try it again, okay? All right, let me just put my arm here.
Oh, my God, you're still thinking, it doesn't matter what volume a waiter talks to you at.
But he could tell me the specials at a reasonable volume.
Why would it embarrass you that he's telling you the specials? Why would it be a problem for the other people in the restaurant to hear that he's telling you the specials? He tells everybody the specials. It's part of being at a restaurant.
He shouted about the steak. He shouted about the prime rib. I don't understand. I'm sitting right here. We're having a lovely candlelit dinner for our
anniversary. You know what, David? It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. We don't have to worry about it. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow. It's fine. Get some sleep.
Did you even understand what he was saying? Because it was like he was talking a different language.
And Dave and Carol died childless.
Oh, that's a sad ending.
Well, is it? It depends on your point of view, Jeff.
But it's just like these cod, see? If there's a boat in the vicinity, the boat is the equivalent of a loud waiter.
So, but what does that matter in terms of the dialect?
Well, it's just another example.
It's just another thing that they have to get past.
Yeah, it's how important these sound communications are to these cod, right? Mm-hmm. And so the scientists are like, well, okay, let's bring cod away from the sound, the noisy boats. Let's put them in it. And they're like, well, now they don't even understand each other.
So they're taking cod from around the world.
Yeah.
This is kind of like a deep impact situation. The world is going to end for cod.
Yes.
And so the governments of the world have chosen a select few cod to live underground.
Yes.
And repopulate the cod population.
It's exactly like that, except not really.
Okay.
But yes, mostly
but
like
sort
that.
Of like that. We need to bring these cod to places that are quiet where they can concentrate on boning.
It's more like instead of the world ending, it's more like we kind of want to eat a little more cod.
We need to eat more cod.
Yeah, that means some cod is delicious and our cod are getting freaked out by the boats.
Okay, so we need more cod. We need to put them in a place where they are comfortable mating.
Yeah.
And then the moment we did that, we found out they can't even speak each other's language.
That's right. So they had these Cornish cod.
Do you know what the universal language is?
I thought it was love, but it's not.
It turns out it's love, dude.
It turns out it isn't. These guys don't understand the language of love.
These cod are like uptight, man.
Yeah.
These are some real uptight cod.
Yeah.
So it turns out what the scientists are going to do is they're going to pump them full of drugs. So they want to have sex. Yeah. Now, is that going to be dangerous to the people eating the cod? I don't know. That's a different kind of scientist.
No, actually...
We're the kind of scientists that just try to get cod to bone down. We're not the kind of scientists that figure out whether it's healthy to eat chemicals in your food.
Right.
Those guys are down the hall, and I think they're at lunch. I don't want to bug them. They seem busy. we're just going to pump this fish full of chemicals.
No, actually, what they're going to do is they're going to hire a cod speech therapist.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
That would be amazing. They're going to hire like a, they're going to get like the Rosetta Stone of cod.
Yeah.
To translate normalize between these all gods. The cod. Yeah.
And then there's going to be like, you don't respect our cod culture. It's not good.
Now, if they keep these cod together long enough, mm-hmm. do they begin to understand each other?
They haven't found that out yet.
How long have these cod been together?
Not that long. They're not that from that far away. There's a Cornish cod and Scouse cod. They're both UK cod.
Okay.
But they have recordings of American cod that they say are completely different from European cod.
Yeah, just loud, direct.
Annoying. Yeah.
Just like very boisterous.
Yeah. The European cod eat less.
Yeah.
They're svelte.
Mm-hmm.
The American cod, they drive trucks.
They drives tractors trucks.
They drives tractors trucks.
That's, yeah, that sounds right. I told you
the sleep deprivation is real, man. the European
what you doing?
Cod.
I drives the tractors trucks.
That's right?
That's who I is.
That's how cods talk.
That's what I be. What?
That sounds like a cod to me.
That's a cod right there. Does this pose a real problem? Is this something we're genuinely worried about?
Well, with climate change, it turns out it's because the temperatures are rising in the sea.
How does this even turn into climate change?
All the cod are migrating.
How does it even turn into climate? Oh.
So they're migrating north, so it's like this weird melting pot.
Yeah.
They're snowbird cod. Snowbird fish.
Snowbird fish.
Yeah.
Tractors,
it's
just trucks.
A new melting pot of dialects.
Yeah.
It's causing all kinds of chaos. Nobody who knows who to mate with. It's.
I feel like this is a temporary problem. This is what I feel like. I feel like this is a temporary problem because let me tell you something. When my grandparents came over on the boat, along with all the other Eastern European horn dogs who had to get out of there and couldn't understand each other, but they were young and they were in a new country and they were building
lives.
They
figured it out.
They figured out how to bone down.
Yeah, that's kind of
that's
the first thing.
That's the first thing people figure out.
Yeah, everybody, that's kind of the top priority.
Yeah.
They're like, we don't need to worry about food or shelter, but let's bone down.
You'd think according to the hierarchy of needs, it would be food and shelter.
No.
But honestly, when young animals migrate, the first thing they want to figure out is how and where and with whom do I bone down?
The hierarchy of needs slams face-to-face with the want of the bone down.
It's more like Masbro's hierarchy of needs.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just like, dog, yes, of course I'm hungry. Of course we need to go eat. But yo.
Do you see that ass?
Do you see that ass? Give me 15 minutes and then we'll go eat.
Bro.
Bro.
So I guess maybe we shouldn't be so worried because they're going to figure out how to bone down.
Once again, and I feel like I need to say this at least four times every episode.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist.
Yeah.
This is just what I assume. I assume you put enough things, you put enough animals in a place, and they're compatible for mating, they'll eventually mate.
Yeah.
But at the same time, pandas don't mate if
That's
you put
right.
them together.
That's a good point. They
pandas don't give a fuck.
You can show them all the porn you want.
Oh, and they do.
They do.
They show pandas so much porn.
And the pandas are like, I don't know.
And they're like, I guess that's cool, man, but I've seen some weirder shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like,
I'm into the weird shit.
It's like one of those pandas that's always like, I don't know, man. It's like, my family was one of like the first families to get broadband in my neighborhood. So like, I've really desensitized to a lot of things mostly.
Yeah.
When I was a teenager, I spent a lot of time on 4chan.
It's
and
not
like,
good. I wouldn't recommend it to anybody, but now that I've been through it, you need to really juice it up for me to get
I just, I'm just
going
saying
on.
I need a lot more.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I need a lot more.
I've seen it.
So, I mean, who knows? I mean, what is their plan? Do they have a plan?
No. They have no plan. They're
cool
just
science.
Discovering that these fish dialects and soundscapes are causing problems. They've identified the problem.
Well, and I think, you know, in this particular narrow view of it, they've identified a problem, but they've also kind of identified something that's very rad that I didn't even think about.
Yeah.
Other than
regional fish.
Yeah. Outside of DreamWorks cartoons, I never thought that maybe animals from different places had different accents.
That's good. That's true. The Dory was way ahead on this.
Yeah.
Dory was way ahead.
What was it? Madagascar. What's the one about the city bird that goes to Brazil? Rio?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, even the Zootopia had it
Zootopia,
down.
Zootopia, the enchanted tiki room, that racist fucking thing.
Yeah, but they knew.
In Disneyland, they knew.
They knew.
They knew, man.
They were on top of this.
That's kind of cool. It's kind of cool to think that, like, I wonder if my dog is making, because, you know, dogs make those high-pitched sounds to differentiate between play and fighting that we can't hear. I wonder if my dog, makes sounds where if I took my dog to another place.
Yeah.
Those
here comes that big city dog with his big city talk. Oh, yeah, look at that big city dog. Hey, big city dog, you want to use that big city talk around here? You got to go back to where you came from, big city dog. Yeah, that's right, big city dog. You're just talking nonsense. Yeah, that's right.
NPR.
I knew it, big city dog.
Get rid of the New Yorker.
Go back to where you came from.
The Atlantic. I saw on Vox today.
That's... Sounds like my Twitter feed. Big city dog.
I think that's kind of interesting, right?
Yeah.
At the same time,
we just
my
don't
dog,
each other.
Born in New York, right? Yeah. My dog is literally a New York City dog.
Yeah.
We moved to the dog. West Coast. Seems to talk to dogs here just fine.
Does he?
I think so.
Are you sure? Maybe he's just screaming at them and they're like, come on, buddy.
Yeah. He's got like a really pushy New York attitude that he's using on all the other dogs.
I'm walking here.
Are we going to decide where to eat or are we just like going to sit around all day?
Bro.
Do we have somewhere to be? I thought we had to be at the other side of the dog park like 5 minutes ago.
It's 75 degrees. Just chill out. We can just lay on the grass.
Chill out. The ball is over there. I thought we were going to play ball. Are we playing ball or are we sitting around?
Bro, we can play ball until 8 o'clock at night. The sun's up.
So
it's
then
fine.
Why don't we start? We could, but we're not.
I understand, but we're just chilling, man.
Ugh.
We're just chilling.
You fucking guys.
Hey, why don't we, let's go to the beach. Let's just hang out.
No, you know I fun? Don't like the beach. I don't like the beach. I don't like the weird people. It's either your sand in your feet or there's salt in your feet. I don't like it. Are we going to play ball?
Bro,
you guys told
you're so
me
uptight,
we
bro.
Were coming. Ugh.
You know what? Have a gyro.
I'm sorry, a what?
A gyro.
You mean a gyro?
Oh, God. Here we go again.
You mean a gyro?
No, I mean a gyro.
Because we're not Greek. Are you from Greece?
No, but I respect the
Are you eating croissants?
I was going to have a croissant.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Why don't you
learn how to make a bagel first?
Have some kale.
This is real. This is all real. That was called Anthony Carboni's first year living in San Francisco. All real.
You were your dog.
I was my dog. I was the sidewalk rage that I would get, Jeff. In the... Side like literal like traffic rage, like road rage, but sidewalk rage. I'd just be like, oh cool. So we all move as slow as humanly possible.
Sidewalk rage is road rage for people that can't afford a car.
Or haven't driven in 15 years.
Yeah. Like I would be so pissed at, I would slam my car into this wall, but I don't have one.
I don't have one, so I'm yelling at you. I'm yelling at you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to get going upstairs or like
escalators are
escalators.
The worst because no one understands how the escalator works. We
walk
just,
left, stand right.
Yeah.
Walk left, stand right.
No one stands.
Except
right.
Except
they just all stand.
If you go to Japan or certain parts of Europe. Stand left, walk right.
Well, that's
for the first 2 years.
That's because of the car.
For the first 2 days in Japan, I was the rude asshole, and I had no idea.
And then for the second 2 days in Japan,
and then for the second, I was
the
rude
asshole,
and
you
I
had
knew
an idea,
and I knew, and I was like, "Listen, where I come from, I'm standing
at
on the right
I
side.
At least I know what I'm doing now.
Yeah,
yeah.
So now you conform to me. This is kind of interesting, though, to think about like animals of the same species from different areas speak. Potentially different languages.
Yeah, or communicate
That's
in
crazy.
Different ways. Yeah.
Like, because we think about, we've been studying dolphin language. Think about that, right?
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, we think we're figuring out dolphin language.
Yeah.
We see that they're doing sounds and patterns, but we can't quite crack the code. Is it because we're studying dolphins from different geographical areas, comparing research and going, this doesn't match up?
Right.
Right? Like,
I mean, we just assume they all have the same language because they're the same species.
Yeah.
But why would we assume that? We don't.
Bro, we just blew each other's minds, I think.
I know. That's crazy.
That's nuts. Wow.
Yeah.
Animals.
Cod.
I I'm not as much worried about the COD moaning. I think they're going to figure that out. Life finds a way.
Right.
But I am kind of interested
in
these different
languages.
It's how
they talk afterwards, really.
That's
the thing.
Does
it just become empty sex at this point? Because, you know?
Yeah.
I understand. You can bone down, but then you want to have a little conversation.
Listen, COD. Truly great sex comes with an emotional connection.
That's right. You gotta connect on a very...
That's what my wife tells me.
Yeah. And I believe her.
And I believe her.
Because she lets me have sex with her.
I believe everything she says. Because that's marriage. Yeah.
Do you think your dog speaks a different language than other dogs? Does your pet speak a different language than other pets?
Do you think your pet is a dirty foreigner?
If you eat
Is your pet a German spy?
If you eat cod for dinner, which dialect would you want it to have? I actually had cod for dinner last night.
Did you?
Thank you, Blue Apron.
Let's see.
I don't know what it tasted like regionally.
Have we asked yet if you could talk to any animal, what kind of animal would you want to talk to?
I don't think so. I mean, I think everybody would say dog, though.
Do Unless, you?
Although, cats would probably be pretty fascinating to talk to.
Cats would be pretty, if they would talk to you.
Yeah.
If they would deign to speak
You're
to
like,
you.
You're like, I got my superpower, and now none of the cats, they just
I
all
don't
leave
think
the room.
Superpower works. You said you gave me the ability to talk to cats, but...
No, you have it.
No, you have it. They just literally have nothing to fucking say to you. Let us know what animal you would talk to on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those Masbro.
Yeah.
That's Masbro, Avi.
Avi.
You can also leave comments on this story in our subreddit. That's wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. Chat with other concerned citizens. And hey... Did you see that we changed up our Patreon tiers?
Oh, so many changes, so many new things, physical objects being sent. What?
Yep.
Who are we?
At the $25 a month level, you get secret mail. That's going to be really cool. We're going to mail that out at the end of the week. And then once a month, you'll get something special from us with a personal note. And then at the $10 level, you now get live streams of our recording sessions. We're actually doing a test session of that right now.
There's actually one person watching.
Three!
Boom! Whoa, new... Bam, 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 bam.
Well, that's what happens when you do it secretly and don't announce it. And then at the $3 level, of course,
we're terrible at secrets.
At the $5 level, you get hangouts with us every month, live video hangouts. We all chat. We all hang out. It's dope. At the $3 level, you get our pre-show conversations as audio along with little digital gifts. And then at the $1 level, you get a thumbs up and a wink.
Yeah.
But it really helps.
Not all at once.
Yeah. We're still working on that.
And then we wait and then we wink later.
To find out how to get all that stuff and so much more, head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.